Well, Mr. Muhammad, thank you for joining us and updating us on the superintendent search for the Monroe City School System.
Thank you so much for having me on KEDM, Bob, this morning.
Well, Verbin, first and foremost, controversy surrounding the start of the meeting prior to candidate interviews yesterday. That was initiated just before the 24-hour public notice was given. Why was the call for the start of the meeting made at that time?
Well, that was to, I believe, to give the board an update prior to going into the meeting on the format of the interview process, but we did that without actually forming a quorum. So there wasn't a quorum formed, so we just simply got direction on how we wanted to ask the questions in the format prior to without violating any law.
Well, two candidates were removed from the process. Why were Mary Gwynn and Charles Michelle pulled from consideration?
From my understanding, the board made a motion after we interviewed the first three yesterday. They made a motion to not interview those two because they wasn't available and they didn't come yesterday. Should have been on call, from what I understand. And they were just simply out of town. The motion, it did pass, and I objected to it. And myself and Mrs. Crutcher, we felt that they should be at least afforded the opportunity to be interviewed, since they had made the finalists, and we had asked the search committee to bring us five names and five candidates, and that's what they did. And the board just wanted to move the process forward, and we just went with the three that we interviewed yesterday.
Has there been a response, or do you expect to hear from the two candidates in light of the move by the board?
I understand Dr. Michelle was disappointed and for not being allowed to interview. He did call. I think he spoke with Region 10 and expressed his disappointment in not being afforded the opportunity to be interviewed. And I think he is also asking for a copy of the minutes from the board meeting concerning that particular motion that the board made not to interview the other two candidates.
The three candidate interviews that went forward with Brent Vedrine, Mary Nash Robinson, and Tammy Turpin, what is the feeling of the board members after coming through that initial interview process?
We had a very good, lively discussion and very candid, and we asked the questions we needed to ask in the executive session, and I think the board has a good feel of these three candidates, and we're going to move forward now with the town hall meeting tentatively set for May 6th, Monday. We're hoping that we can use the City Hall Chambers, which is a neutral site where the public can have an opportunity to take a look at these candidates, and then they can have an opportunity to weigh in and give their opinion on Dr. Turpin, Dr. Nash Robinson, Mr. Vedrine. If that location is not available, we will have an alternate location at Carroll High School. We're looking forward to bringing these candidates out into the community so we can move forward. The goal and objective is, as we move into the month of May, that we would like to name a superintendent before the end of this current school year.
From the three candidates, look to have the one to be made for consideration, or will it be down to two finalists after the public meetings?
Well, that's something the board would have to weigh in on. I would have, liked to see that we can just go ahead on and select after this town hall meeting, whatever the board's pleasure, that we can go ahead on and name a superintendent. The community is anxious, the board is anxious, and I think our stakeholders are very concerned about us moving forward. So that's what we're going to do, and we're going to name a superintendent. We'll move this district to the next level.
Monroe City School Board President Verbin Muhammad. Mr. Muhammad, good to talk to you, and thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.